The next patient is Pedro Montañez, the last name is M-O-N, T like in tango, A-N-E-Z like in Zulu. First name, Pedro, P-E-D-R-O. This is a clinical case of a 65-year-old Hispanic male who is a pediatrician and practices in our community, who has a 10-year history of arterial hypertension, period. Apparently, there was a period of time in which the hypertension was not treated, but in the last 3 years, the patient was taking metoprolol. In November of 2021, the patient had a clinical picture that started with mental confusion followed by seizures. The patient was transferred to the hospital. He was found with uncontrolled hypertension and a intracranial bleed. The patient was transferred to Tampa General Hospital, where he was on observation for about 48 hours, and they were thinking in the possibility of doing a craniotomy. However, the bleed got stable and eventually faded away. The patient was placed on Keppra, who was taken for 6 months. The CT scan changes disappear. The blood pressure got under control. The patient has stopped the use of Keppra and he hasn't had seizures anymore. Period. At the present time, this patient is treated with the administration of amlodipine, 10 milligrams once a day, and metoprolol succinate, 100 milligrams once a day, losartan, 50 milligrams every day. I have to point out that the patient does not have any diuretics. To a physical examination, there is no evidence of peripheral edema. Number two, 4 to 5 years ago, the patient was diagnosed with obstructive sleep apnea, but he couldn't tolerate the face mask. Taking into consideration the past history, I think that it's imperative for this patient to try his best to take the CPAP. If the sleep studies confirm the diagnosis of obstructive sleep apnea again, the patient is referred to ENCORE. Following number, the patient has a history of gout that has been in remission for a long period of time. We are going to request a uric acid. Following number, the patient has BPH that it has been followed by Dr. Arciola, nocturia times two. Following number, this patient had a history of supraventricular tachycardia at one time. This patient needs to be evaluated by the cardiologist. Period. The patient following number has gastroesophageal reflux disease. He has been taking PPIs. He needs to rule out the possibility of Barrett's esophagus. The patient is referred to Dr. Avalos, A-V-A-L-O-S, without any fail. Following number, the patient has a history of hyperlipidemia on statins. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup.